Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back, joined by Dr. Harold Rode, one of the smartest men I've ever encountered on matters involving the Middle East. Today he writes for the Gatestone Institute, but for many years he was a senior advisor in the U.S. Department of Defense about the Middle East in general, Iran, Turkey most especially, and we're going to talk with him about recent developments on both of those fronts. We catch up with him in the State of Israel. Harold, it is always good to talk with you. Thank you for finding a few minutes for us.
It's Amy or Frank, and thanks so much for the compliment.
Most welcome and most deserved. Let me talk first about the Iran deal. Harold, in your several decades in the Department of Defense, you saw a lot of thrashing around about Middle East policy, about various peacemaking initiatives, arms control agreements, and the like. I ask you, have you ever seen anything quite like what is being served up now in terms of this Iran, I call it the Obama bomb deal?
Never have I seen anything like this. This is American capitulation, or shall we say the Obama administration's capitulation. We get nothing out of this deal. And if you look at the way the administration tries to sell it, it's every week when something else is exposed, which is terrible. They come up with, well, we at least get this, or we at least get that. And it's a constant withdrawal. And the question is, will a minority of people in Congress and Senate be able to make sure that the president gets what he wants? Which, again, is capitulation.
It's a travesty in that regard. But let me ask you, because you, again, have lived amidst and deeply understand the mentality of the sorts of people we're dealing with here, most immediately, of course, the Iranians themselves, but others in the region as well. When this kind of display of American weakness, irresolution, capitulation, as you put it, is in evidence, Harold Rode, what does that do to a regime like that of Iran? What does it translate into, in your estimation, for others in the region, notably the Saudis, the Gulf Coordinating Council, and so on?
The Middle Easterners go with the strong horse. They respect power. America is showing that it is an unreliable ally. And the result is that people are looking for cover. There's nobody in this region that I know of who supports this deal, including most of the Iranians. But if America is not going to stand up for its traditional allies in this region, which are the Saudis, the other people in the Gulf, and the Israelis, and the Egyptians, then these people have no other possibility than to give in to the Iranians. Now, the Israelis obviously have a different view, but America can start in weakness. But it's not only here. The Chinese, vis-a-vis the Chinese, it's the same. All over Asia, that America is simply, has America gone crazy? People have asked me. I've heard this from Indians, I've heard this from Japanese, and I've never heard anything so direct.
Yeah, they're clearly concerned as well as bemused. Harold Rode, when you talk about this situation of now a minority of members of Congress, in this case, a partisan minority at that, and probably just in one house of the United States Congress, foisting on all of us this very, very defective agreement, it reminds me a little bit of another polity that is undergoing a similar kind of perversion of the democratic process, another country with which you are very familiar, in fact, one of the country's leading experts, Turkey. Talk a little bit about what President Erdogan is up to at the moment.
Erdogan is an Islamic dictator. It's that simple. Now, his party in the Turkish parliament did not get the number of seats they needed, so Erdogan can change the constitution where he can concentrate all power in his hands. The opposition has the votes to put together a government right now. It involves three parties. They may not like each other, but they hate Erdogan worse. Now, these people together can put together a majority government, but Erdogan won't let them. And he, therefore, is demanding that there be new elections in Turkey where he hopes to be able to get the majority that he wants to basically declare himself sultan, meaning that all power will be concentrated in his hands. This is dictatorship. This isn't democracy. And just like the minority of people who are going to be able to force this Iran agreement on the United States, if it continues as it appears now, then we see the same thing going on in Turkey. Turkey used to be a democratic ally of the United States, but it seems like that Erdogan is nothing more than another tin pot dictator in the Middle East.
But with a strong Islamist coloration to him, which makes this much worse. Harold Rode, let me ask you, when you look at what has happened lately, we've not had a chance to visit, I don't think, since this deal was struck between the Obama administration and Erdogan that enables us at last to use American equipment and personnel based at Incirlik to help wage the war against the Islamic State and putatively to get other Turkish help in that regard. What has been the price we've paid for that, do you think? Has it had something to do with Erdogan's current domestic operations as well?
Frankly, I don't know. But what I do know is the whole operation against the Islamic State is a sham. They want to know the Middle Easterners here. Are we going to destroy it? We can effectively do that. These people in the Islamic State, ISIS, ISIL, whatever you wish to call it, these people travel in open convoys throughout the desert, and we can pick them off easily if we want to. But it doesn't appear that we're serious. Again, we're demonstrating weakness. We, therefore, with our, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do anything attitude, or wringing our hands, are going to make sure that these people, the bad guys, take over all these places. Is that really what is in America's interest?
Harold, talk a bit about what's being done by the Turks against the Kurds at the moment. Is it just this communist workers' party, the PKK, that they're going after, or is it the Kurds more generally? And what are the implications of that for the future course of this conflict in Syria and for that matter, the Islamic State?
There are two ways of understanding the Kurdish problem. First of all, Erdogan tried to get the Kurds to vote with him so he could again become dictator. When they refused, he tried to bring them into the system. But when they refused, he said, well, there's another party. These are the extreme nationalists, the extreme Turkish nationalists. And if I go against the Kurds, they will love me and they'll vote for me instead in the next election that he plans to have, instead of the Kurdish party that they voted for now. So that is why he's doing terrible things, not just Kurdish Workers' Party, but to the Kurds in general, after trying to bring them into the system. Now he's doing awful things to them. But what he is also doing is strengthening the Kurdish identity. That's by default. I'm sure that is not his goal. I don't think he cares one bit about the Kurds. I don't even think he cares about the Turks. He cares about himself as to be dictator. Now, what saddens me, Frank, and I must be candid, is that Erdogan has been in power since 2002. This was already the Bush Jr. administration. And the State Department, other people, did their damnedest to prove or to say, oh, he's not an Islamist, he's not a bad, he's not that, we can work with him. Well, that's like talking about moderate Nazis. It's absurd. And so it's not just the Obama administration, but I, from my own experience in the previous administration, the administration really didn't stand up against Erdogan. And it was very clear, if you followed who and what he was in the past, that he was an Islamist.
Was an Islamist, is an Islamist, will be an Islamist, and what he is about is not in our interest. Harold Rode, we have to leave it at that, I'm afraid. Thank you for your extraordinary service to our country over the years at the Department of Defense, and that you're rendering now as a senior fellow of the Gatestone Institute. You can check out Harold's superb work at gatestone.org. Harold, keep it up, my friend, and come back to us again very soon. Next up, former special operator Jim Henson joins us with an important new salvo from the retired military community against the Obama bomb deal. That and more straight ahead.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.